Communities across Canada took part in Ride for Refuge on October 1, including Bradford West Gwillimbury. A small, dedicated group of community members joined together for the inaugural Ride for Refuge event. Launched at the Bradford Community Church at 2465 9th Line, the group made their way down the road through Scanlan Creek and enjoyed a beautiful fall afternoon. Jackie Ridout, coordinator for the event, reached out to Blue Sea Foundation, which facilitates all rides across the country, in hopes of finding new and innovative ways to raise funds for the less fortunate. Ridout explains, "I just knew it was a great opportunity to get the community together to help raise funds for our initiatives. Funds raised at this event will be donated to the Trailer Project in Bradford, which takes park model trailers and converts them into winterized garden suites for people living below the poverty line." The backdrop for the event was two trailers sitting alongside the community church, a promising perspective of the initiative and the first group of more to come. The members of Bradford Community Church voted 100% in favor of providing WOW Living with the use of a portion of their land for the microhomes. WOW Living is a registered charity, and its goal is to help anyone requiring food, shelter, or assistance with other essential needs. These include covering the cost of hotel stay for homeless friends, gas for their vehicle, driving a friend to an appointment, or simply buying a cup of coffee. WOW Living will do whatever it can to help. Ridout has been a longtime volunteer with Out of the Cold Cafe, under the umbrella of WOW Living, and has taken the lead on multiple fundraising events, including Wowzapalooza, a community fun fair that raised $4,000 this year. "There are many people I know that have experienced homelessness," Ridout says, "so having a place like Out of the Cold Cafe has been just as important to me as it is to the people who need it. Seeing the impact she and others have made has kept her going and has inspired her to host various events throughout the year that cater to different groups." The idea of starting Ride for Refuge in Bradford sparked from another event in February called Coldest Night of the Year, where the community is asked to face the cold and walk to raise money. Both events were formed under the Blue Sea Foundation. Ridout adds, "At the time of Coldest Night of the Year event, WOW Living wasn't a not-for-profit yet, so Blue Sea had suggested that we start with Ride for Refuge later in the year. This gave us time to acquire not-for-profit status and become the charity of choice for Ride for Refuge in Bradford." Donations for this event came in just under $1,000, but Ridout knows, like any new event, it will take time to get the word out and grow their support. To find out more about Ride for Refuge, visit rideforrefuge.org.